The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm sure you've all watched the trailer. You've certainly heard about The Devil Wears Prada 2. Well, it has prompted a conversation and a discussion about movies and cinema, because a lot of moviegoers have complained that they could barely see the trailer due to how badly lit it all seemed to be. Well, film reviewer Cara O'Doherty joins me now. Cara, you're very welcome to the studio. So the budget for The Devil Wears Prada 2 was 35 million. I think it probably would have been a bit more, actually. So that was not accidental.
No.
That's a choice.
That is a choice. But actually, as it happens, in the case of The Devil Wears Prada, when it comes to seeing it on the big screen, it isn't quite as dark as the trailer showed. So I don't know if they went and did a little bit of magic, if they went into a bit of panic mode, or the trailer was possibly cut and sent out sooner. But it's, in this case, it's actually a lot better on the big screen.
Is this part, though, of a wider shift, this artistic choice that producers and directors are making?
Yes. So there's kind of five steps to it, which is kind of interesting. Modern filmmakers, the idea is to create things that look more realistic, more moody, more atmospheric. When we think of older Hollywood films, they were brightly lit, they were very colourful, we could see everything. But the idea now is that wasn't actually real life, so we need to portray things as they are. Now, that can still work depending on the cinematographer or how things are done. But the other problem, big problem, is digital cameras. I mean, we all have our own, every pocket has a phone that can be used to film. We all know that. So it makes it much more easier. So it takes in light, old fashioned film print. It needed a lot of care to create those lovely films we used to see. So now digital, they can record in daylight, evening. And the problem is, you can keep on filming. There's no limit. So a lot of filmmakers will film a huge amount during the day and say, we'll worry about that when it gets to post-production.
We'll grade it then.
So when you get to that point, it's not always possible to do the work they need to do in the time frame. Film production is much shorter than it used to be. So you might have miles and miles of footage and you're given 3 weeks to put this together. So it might not be possible. Or the really good takes are just, they can't be used in that way. So there are two big issues. The other thing is, and a big problem is, that people now watch on everything. They watch films on their phones, they watch it on their TVs. And the smarter TVs become, it makes it harder to actually watch a film, because the film is designed to be seen on a certain type of screen. But TVs, smart TVs, they're dynamic, they change the settings. And they're not always able for the quality. They kind of mix and match. Now, I would love to tell people, play with the buttons on your telly box, but I wouldn't tell them how to, because I'd be afraid people will ring and go, I broke my TV. What did she say to do? But have a look at your settings, because often you can adjust, you can make it easier to watch. The other thing then as well, when you have everything heading for streaming, you take a big, lovely film and then you have to compress it.
Is that part of the problem? See, once you transfer it from that big cinematic screen back to your ordinary telly at home.
I mean, you literally, if it's going to go on Netflix, it literally needs, you need to shrink it, you compress it. So the quality has been brought down as well. So, I mean, it really is, it's sort of this big issue. And it's even, and it's not just the fact that things are getting darker and harder to see. There's also a flatness. Like the first of the two Wickeds, I mean, Wicked was supposed to be this amazing technicolor experience. People went to the Land of Oz to see bright colors. But the director, John M. Chu, decided to have these really imaginative scenes quite flatly lit. And he said it was because he wanted people to feel like they were really part of Glinda and Elphaba's world. Nobody wants that. You want colour, you want light, you want fun. So
I'm never going to believe I'm part of their
exactly.
world. The reason I'm going to that movie is I'm trying to get away from gritty realism and real life.
Absolutely.
I want to be taken off into the world of imagination. Yeah.
So he took that lesson for the second one, and it is far, far brighter than the first one. So he listened to that. There's other directors that sort of go, no, that was a choice and I'm standing by it. Even, I mean, famously, the famous Game of Thrones episode, one of the most watched episodes of TV, every season led up to this moment, The Long Night, and people couldn't see it. And afterwards, they came out and said, well, actually, we wanted it to look like that because we didn't want everybody to see all the bits going around. We just wanted you to focus on the main characters. Now, I'm sorry. we know who the main characters, we can still see them, but we'd like to know what's going on in the background.
And it is actually some of these, surprisingly, these sort of big franchise series and big franchise movies that you're seeing. This is not the art house stuff. I first saw it in the Harry Potter films.
Yes.
And I thought there was something wrong with our television, that it was so dark. I actually didn't know, because it was, you know, generally a kid's movie, why it seemed to be so brown and almost grainy.
Yes. I mean, I think also there's the CGI effect, and it's actually referred to as CGI sludge when it just becomes this blurry, dark mess. I mean, it is a problem because, like you say, most of us go to films to escape, not to squint and think, do we need a new pair of glasses? Or
there's also been lots of complaints about blurry background shots.
Yes. I mean, this is, and I was thinking about this. I mean, you know, when you pick up your phone and you're taking photos of your friends and you put it in portrait mode because it makes the people look prettier, but you see nothing in the background. So that's partly a reason as well. They want to place all the emphasis on the very shiny, pretty actors. Now, we know they're pretty.
And all I want to do is try and figure out what's in the background. And exactly, you've actually distracted me.
And you know what? Taking the background is not going to take away from Brad Pitt being gorgeous. He's still, that's fine. So, I mean, at one point in time, blurring out the background was used to spotlight really important scenes where we needed to see the up-close emotional moment for an actor. So it has its time, its place and its use, but now there is this over-reliance on it. If you look back at any film sort of 20, 30 years ago, every detail in the background was clear. Steven Spielberg still does it. I mean, he's
good old-fashioned Steven Spielberg. I'm so glad this text has come in here. Hi, Kira. The HBO programs are really hard to hear. Voices in the background and other sounds to the fore. I have found myself in recent years putting on subtitles to watch movies because I am finding it so difficult to follow the conversations. And I thought it was just me and perhaps my hearing not being as good
as it used to be. And in that case, a lot of the time that is down to your own TV settings not matching how the show was created and designed. So that isn't always, so they can produce it. It sounds good when they make it, when they send it out to the world. But again, your TV settings, there is auto-tuning, auto-changing, dynamic changing. So,
but was there sort of a movement too to make conversation realistic? Because, you know, a lot of people don't articulate their words as clearly perhaps as they should, which is making me very conscious of how I am speaking right now.
Yeah, there is that as well. I made a few years ago when the kind of whole mumblecore genre and Greta Gerwig started her career, and you're kind of going, what are these people saying? I mean, it is all well and good to want things to look and sound realistic and real, like real life. But at the end of the day, film and TV, it's not actually real life. As a film critic, it hurts me to say this. But, you know, there's a reason we escape into it. We want to be able to hear. Like you said at the very start, the budgets, that the money that is spent on these high-end productions in particular, just make it easier for us to see and to hear.
Okay, bright colours, clear conversation. That's the message here. Kara, thanks so much for coming into us.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.